pizza the other day. Not so bad. They should not have won. They should not have swept the Yankees. I mean, come on. So that today will be the subject of Talking Sox. Hey, what's up? It's Tyler the Mad Dog back again with another podcast. And you know, I just been love doing these for you guys. Let's get to Talking Sox. So the Red Sox swept the Yankees the other day, in typical fashion. Just joking, the Yankees typically get the best of us. But after what Cashman said, sweeping him made it all the more sweet. I think that the Red Sox should not have won that final game, though. And now, we're going to dive deep into it. David Price's line. Not terrible, not good. He went six strong, let up six hits, had an earned run, and had another run. He would have been on the hook if it wasn't for Andujar throwing the ball right into the ground. 2 feet before Greg Bird could stretch out and grab it to try to salvage one Yankees W in this series that they will want to forget. So, he wasn't terrible. And it definitely wasn't what I expected. I expected the Yankees to blast him all around the yard last night because he's just, I don't know. He's not good against the Yankees historically. Is he good? Yeah, he's good, I think. He's had a pretty decent season. I remember the season he won 17 games for us, so that was always big. And another point I want to make is I think the bullpen, we need to get some sort of lefty arm of waivers somehow. Because you saw that they could have really used one last night in that seventh inning when the Yankees had something going in the series, which it seemed like for the first time since the first inning of game one, you know. But I think this is awesome for the Red Sox, sweeping the Yankees in a 4-game series. This is exactly what they needed. But, I mean, last night, like, you could sort of feel the momentum changing to the Yankees side, even after all they had been through. And I think the Red Sox, they were a very resilient team. They lead the MLB, actually, and come from behind wins and in one-run wins. So, I mean, that's always a positive come playoff times. If you're a Yankees fan and you're searching for positives, I guess, you know, Tanaka had a great outing. I know he couldn't get the 5, but, you know, he was really doing more than any other Yankee starter had done in this series. They'd all been pretty poor, I thought, up to this point. So, I mean, that's a positive. But you have the Yankees get Price and Hembree in that seventh inning. And here's another thing I just want to get to real quick. Price should not have went back out for that seventh inning. I think that was Cora's only mistake of the series. He out-coached Boone, you know, 10-1 in the series, but it was that one mistake, putting Price back out there in the seventh, which could have cost you a game and a momentum, a heavy game. That's really the only question I had, but I loved his strategy for this series. You know, be aggressive on Ramos, was it, their catcher, because he doesn't have a great arm, keep the Yankees pitchers on their heels, and give them something else to worry about rather than getting the ball over the plate, you know? But very, very good game planning by Alex Cora, and he out-coached Boone this week, is playing, as I can put it. So, yeah, it's exciting. And let's look at another thing, Mookie Betts. You know, he had that home run. Is he an MVP candidate? I don't know. Should he be? Yeah. But we saw the same thing back in 2016 between Betts and Trout. Clout gets you the MVP. And there's another guy right behind him in Martinez that could be just as lethal. You know, when you saw Mookie with that huge home run. Come playoff time for the Yanks. Who's going to make those hits other than Judge and Stanton? You know, we see it for the Red Sox, other than Martinez and Betts. Benintendi can make that hit. Bogarts, Nunez, Moreland, JBJ, he's coming on very strong this year. I'm very pleasantly surprised with JBJ. But yeah, Red Sox win in extras last night. 5-4, should not have won. The Yankees had that thing from the start, and they just let it slip away. It seemed like that game encompassed the entire weekend for the Yankees. Just can't get away from themselves, you know. But yeah, I think the Red Sox outplayed them, and the Red Sox are the best team in the MLB because of that. In a 7-game series against the Astros and Red Sox, so I've been asked this question a lot. I'd say the Astros, simply because they're starting pitching. You look at the Red Sox starters, and they have the best ERA since the break. Like, it's 2.3 or something like that. And it might be the entire staff. And you wonder, how much better are the Astros than the Red Sox, you know? You know, that's just a thought, though. I don't really know how much better they really, really are. I mean, they're good, but in a 7-game series, I'm taking the Astros. Correa, Springer, Altuve. I mean, you can't get by those facts. You know, and then you got Verlander, Morton, Cole, that you can put out on the Red Sox and basically shut down any bat in this lineup, maybe except Martinez and Betts, you know? But, I think Yankees fans are overreacting by saying fire Boone, you know? Boone's done an excellent job with the Yankees this year. You know, he just has a lot of injuries right now, and he's batting his lineup, and Aaron Judge is, you know, has sort of been muffled by this injury, which has just come at a very inconvenient time on the stretch run for the Yankees in front of the biggest series of the season. Now, people say the division's over. It's not. The Yankees can come back. I mean, what if the Yankees go on a tear and the Red Sox were sliding? They make up a game or two before they play each other next. They have 6 more games against each other, and if the Yankees win out on some of those, you know, if they win each series like 2-1, then we're talking about a 1-game race right until the end. So, Yankees fans, keep some hope. But talking Sox back again, we got a series against the Blue Jays now, and Sale's supposed to make his start sometime soon. But Cora moved him back, so we didn't have to hit against the Phillies, which is smart, I guess. Rather be safe than sorry, with especially with Sale, who's been known to have some issues, because when you throw 100 miles per hour every inning, you gotta go 110, Johnny fucking Rocket. I mean, you're gonna have these problems. Another thing I liked last night, Sandy Leon, man, you've heard my rants on my boy Sandy. I just think, he's the best catcher on the Sox. You know, he's better than that sandbag Christian Vasquez, who's good for nothing, you can't hit. He has some sort of an arm, but he goes out to the mound every other second to check on, hey, David Price, are you doing okay, my bud? You know, that's just not what I want. And I like Sandy giving the umpire, you know, an earful last night, because I think the umpire sort of tightened it up after Sandy said that, you know. But, yeah, people have also been asking me, has the Red Sox and Yankees rivalry been renewed? And I'd say 100%, you know, the fights, the, you know, Robinson and Hembry, that battle last night, I mean, it feels a lot like it felt back in 04, you know, and I think we're going to see each other in the playoffs. We're going to be the one seed, the Red Sox, and the Yankees are going to be the wild card winners, and, you know, I just can't wait to see that series. I wish it would be a 7-game, but it's most likely going to be a 5-game, sorry, I couldn't think of it. So anyways, I only have time for a short podcast tonight. That's just about the Red Sox. The other night we got Blue Jays tomorrow. Well, the Red Sox hope to stay hot. And, yeah, thanks for talking Sox. Meet you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.